Apple has bought a Seattle company known for machine learning and artificial intelligence. What is the difference, and how come Silicon Valley's buying it from Seattle? Our guest is the editor of the tech news website, GeekWire. Welcome to you, Todd Bishop.
Thank you, Bill.
Todd is capable of recognizing and responding to questions as if he were human.
Based on large sets of data.
Yes. Apple is paying $200 million for this Seattle company, Turi. Am I saying it right?
That's right, yes.
Turi specializes in, as I said, machine learning and artificial intelligence. What's the difference?
Machine learning is essentially a component of the larger vision of artificial intelligence. Machine learning is the idea of computers being able to analyze giant sets of data and infer from them predictions and ideas about what will happen in the future without being explicitly programmed to do so. So it's the idea of the computers learning. And then ultimately, that will be one component of these smart machines and robots that will be taking over the world in approximately 2045.
Yes. And will you, first of all, how do we already use machine learning?
In a variety of ways. It's actually a great time to use Turi as an example. Now, if people are actually scratching their heads wondering, where is this company? What is it? It was formerly known as Dado, previously as Graph Lab. It's a University of Washington spin-out run by a professor by the name of Carlos Gestrin. So Apple has now acquired that company. And for example, Zillow uses Turi's technology to inform its Zestimate. So it can essentially analyze the different components of a property, of a house, and say, well, based on that, we think that this could sell for approximately this much. So that's a good example of how machine learning works.
Okay, and you mentioned robots. Down the road, where do you see machine learning getting more impactful?
Well, you could see...
I just said impactful, by the way.
Yes, yeah. I know.
You're welcome.
We can strike that from,
yes,
from the record later on. But the whole idea is that this becomes just a big component of apps in the first place, and that's what Turi is really doing. They're making it possible to have machine learning and apps from companies that would not otherwise have the computer science expertise to pull this off themselves. But down the road, you could see it just being used in all sorts of places as sensors become ubiquitous, data becomes voluminous, and you need computers to analyze all of it and say, hey, what's going to be happening? And then, of course, Tom Cruise jumps into the scene and predicts when the crime will be happening.
Yes.
And arrests you for it before you commit it.
Yes, when Siri is nearby, Tom Cruise will be found there. What has this Seattle company, Turi, done better than its rivals? Why Turi?
The whole idea of incorporating this into apps and essentially democratizing the technology. This is something that computer science labs can do very well. Amazon has gotten into machine learning. Other big tech companies have a lot of expertise in this, but it's not something that's been available to smaller companies. And that is where Turi has done well.
We've mentioned Amazon a couple of times. As you said, Turi was started by a University of Washington professor with money from Jeff Bezos. Why didn't Amazon buy this?
Now, that's not technically true.
So okay. It was an endowment. Go ahead.
Right. Well, the University of Washington brought Carlos Gestrin here in part with an endowment from Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
He had actually been working on the technology dating back to his prior work elsewhere. And so, but the larger question of why Amazon didn't buy this is a good one. It's something that I think needs to be asked. I don't know the answer off the top of my head.
Okay.
But it's something that I think we could find out.
What does it say about Seattle, if anything, that Apple is looking to us for machine learning? I understand Silicon Valley has some tech companies.
A few tech companies, yes. Apple is behind in this battle for supremacy in machine learning. Even with Siri sort of being an early example of artificial intelligence, Microsoft, Amazon, other companies, Google, they're all doing very well in this area. Apple needs to catch up. And the fact that it had to look to Seattle really speaks to the way that the community has come together to support machine learning and artificial intelligence here. Madrona Venture Group was a key backer of this technology. Vulcan Capital put some money into it. You've also seen just generally Vulcan and Paul Allen really support artificial intelligence through an institute run by another another University of Washington professor, Oren Etzioni. So this is something that the community has really rallied behind, and you're seeing the fruits of it here with Apple acquiring this.
And Turi workers stay here in
Yes,
Seattle?
Yes, that's right. And in fact, some sources are telling us that they expect Turi to continue growing. In other words, Apple to continue growing by expanding this company.
Separately, Todd, news that listeners may have just heard in the newscast, Walmart is paying $3 billion for an e-commerce site called Jet.com. How much of a threat is this to Amazon's dominance?
Well, Jet was already something of a threat. They're doing a very interesting low-priced model in competition with Amazon, run by an executive who actually sold his prior company, Quidsy, known for diapers. To Amazon.com. So it was already a threat. You combine it with Walmart, which has this giant retail footprint, negotiating power, and really had struggled against Amazon in the online realm. This is a serious threat to Amazon when you combine these two companies.
Amazon number one, Walmart number two, but they're not that close yet.
That's right. Well, and of course, that's just looking at online retail. If you include physical retail, Walmart is the king.
Right. And finally, speaking of Amazon.
Yes.
I was at Seafair on Saturday, floating, bobbing on Lake Washington.
In your inner tube, I assume.
Obviously. I couldn't see anything over the yachts, but I was down pretty low. Coming in low,
yep.
It seemed like barely over the Seward Park trees comes a Boeing 767, I think, that said Prime Air on the side, and some people around me said, it's the Amazon plane. What is the Amazon plane, and why would Seafair revelers care?
This was, and you experienced, the official unveiling of Amazon One, their first freighter aircraft to carry the Prime Air name. And this is Amazon's further push into logistics. They're not yet saying that they're going to replace FedEx and UPS, but they're at least going to have a lot more negotiating power and the ability to leverage their own cargo transportation network to get the packages from the manufacturers, from their warehouses to your doorstep. In fact, my favorite tweet over the weekend was Gary Rubens, who is a local entrepreneur, who said, drop my package, Amazon, from the freighter.
That's Todd Bishop. We bring him here every week or so from the tech news site GeekWire. Come every day, will you?
Absolutely,
okay.
Bill.
Todd Bishop, thanks a lot.
Anytime.
KUOW's The Record. More coming up.